Well, we're joined on the line right now by Rob Litwinski. He is the CEO of Hockey Alberta. Of course, Hockey Alberta recently making the decision, ending of the season rather early for a lot of the youth leagues around the province. I guess the first question for you here, Rob, is what was kind of sort of the big factors into kind of making the decision you guys did?
Well, certainly, thanks for having me. I think a lot of factors. I think a lot of it was consultation with our membership, but also with our leagues. In Alberta, it's always been a challenge to make sure we align together. And I think in this particular case, we did a good job. So really commend the efforts of the leagues to kind of look forward on what the discussions are. And I think what the announcement really ends up saying is that, you know, that at the end of the day, the ability to, or the decision is to not really program or plan any more regular season games based on what we know today, that more gameplay doesn't look probable at this point. So that's what it really was attempting to address. And certainly I know with that goes the entire season is canceled. And in regular season play, I guess that's what we've done. But from a hockey activity side, it still does leave that window open based on what the, you know, what our restrictions are and right now, which we don't control. So I think it leaves the opportunity for further hockey activity in different communities, depending on their situation. And we know each situation is different. So that's kind of why we did what we did. It's a bit of a logistical decision, to be perfectly frank, on the season part, because, you know, from what we know today, gameplay based on where we are right now, where we expect to be on February 8th with the government orders and even, you know, foreshadowing what could be the first stage of March, we're not going to allow that to happen anyway.
I guess so. One thing that immediately sticks out to me is, you know, a lot of these younger kids, you know, they lose almost an entire year of development basically with the kind of the season not happening. What kind of sort of options would some of those younger players and some of these teams out there would have? Could there be like exhibition games or around 3 and 4 and 4 play? What kind of options are on there?
There will be all those. I mean, that's the, you know, since March 12th, 2020, I think we've learned that, you know, whether weekly or daily things, you know, we adjust to our environment, right? So I think, you know, that's a great question, because what we're trying to portray, or what we have, and unfortunately we don't know all the answers yet, is that while that the idea of league play and scheduling more league games is completed for this year, the opportunity to do as you described, should the restrictions give us the opportunity, you know, we want to be, as Hockey Alberta, we want to enable hockey to continue to happen locally. So whether that starts with, as soon as in February, with some very restricted type of activity on the ice with one-on-one training, according to the, you know, what we know about the government now, or the potential to switch into March, where maybe there's the opportunity for, you know, as you suggested, maybe there's some skill development, maybe it still includes physical distance, maybe there's smaller groups, and then just seeing how it progresses. So I think that's different for our game, we know, because, you know, such a cycle that, you know, by March you're already kind of completing your season and you've had your full season and you're going on to other sports and other items. In this case, we have to kind of think a little differently. So we believe that we'll be ready as the leader and governing body, and that each local community is going to be in a position where facilities obviously matter and just where they want to go, but the opportunity to do those things, should they be available and afforded to us, we believe we'll be in a position to do that.
And you mentioned the point there about the facilities. I know in a lot of places I've been to over the years, where obviously after the hockey season ends, they take the ice out of the building, and you know, maybe they have like lacrosse or some other events in there in the summertime. Of course, that too is probably also in question at the moment. But is there any concerns about, you know, sort of the timing of it? With some of these rinks still being available for kind of, you know, the skill development part, as we've mentioned here.
Certainly, yeah. There's, you know, we're a sport where we're played in a very unique surface of play with an ice surface, and we're contingent on what decisions are made by municipalities and by facility owners and groups that run facilities, right? So there is a challenge there for sure, especially at this time of year when it is the traditional time for those facilities to to usually take out their ice around, you know, in the spring and stuff. So absolutely a challenge. We don't know what's ahead. We don't know if, you know, from what we've heard, and again, I'm not I don't work in the facility area, so there'd be other people better than me to talk to about that. But I think some facilities are being forced to make decisions based on what they know today, and that's fair. And it's tough to predict the future. So we know that what will end up happening is if we're available, if it's available to participate in the game in some way, shape, or form, it's going to be contingent on which ones are still able to be open. And the confidence level that those facilities have in that happening is going to be decisions that they have to make, right?